Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast that we are doing from the valley, like for sure, gnarly, getting you with a spoon. Absolutely no one who was born after 1970 has any idea what I'm talking about. You know, Moon Unit Zappa probably has like three kids and is a hardcore conservative with guns and a compound in Montana. I gotta say, if Frank Zappa was still alive, I kind of think he'd be with us. I'm just saying. Right?
Or eventually.
No, he'd be with us by now. I'm still wondering about Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. I just find it bizarre that he's gone full commie. But all the guys with the stupid hair, like Fran Lebowitz, who I'm sure we'll talk about, and Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Always go leftist. Yeah. Howard Stern. Remember when Howard Stern was a big deal? Remember when it was huge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. I mean, not for Howard Stern, because I guess people still listen. Anyway. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm reading your.
You're reading my column now for Monday, which is on why Republicans should shut the hell up about or establish more about, you America First people are nominating bad candidates. And it's like, no. Yeah, well, a certain percentage of candidates are always bad, right? You're not getting, including America First. There are idiots among America First. Because why? There are human beings among America First. And all human beings, a percentage of them are idiots. Okay, so we're going to have idiots in our movement too. Are there an exceptional number among us? The evidence is to the contrary. The evidence is just no. So anyway, you got that to look forward to. I don't know if you saw it. Fran Lebowitz. You know who I mean, right? She's like, the female Woody Allen, just this.
Yeah.
Quintessential New York, and she's ugly as shit, right? She's like a photographer or something, or gadfly, and she's, you know, a New Yorker, classic Woody Allen, neurotic type, just annoying, very liberal, of course. She's on with Bill Maher, and she tells Bill Maher, Biden can't just dissolve the Supreme Court, because it's crazy the things that they're doing. In other words, they're not doing what I want, so let's basically impose a dictatorship. And I'm looking at this chick who dresses like a dude. I don't know if what her LGBTQA plus Z exclamation point pounds symbol, and I mean that like European pounds, like British pounds, all that crap. I don't know which she is, but she's very, I mean, just quintessential liberal celebrity. Pseudo celebrity. And I'm thinking, she's saying, just cancel the Supreme Court. And I'm like, you know, I just came back from Gettysburg. I got kind of at the front of my, I don't know if you, I doubt you've ever been there because it's neither New York or Los Angeles. You remember what happened the last time you Democrats got upset with other people using the Constitution to your disadvantage? And you started a war and you lost it? And those were like fighters. I mean, the Southern boys were good fighters. They were crushed by logistics and by the fact that Northern boys were also good fighters. Who's going to fight your war, Fran Lebowitz? I mean, when you start, because I'm not, we decided it's all the Supreme Court because you guys worked to win enough votes to get to the point where you could change the majority, and then you did it, and now we're going to take that away from you because you don't get a say in your own governance. I do. I'm from New York. And do you think that the rest of America is just going to go, oh, okay, we're going to be in a Fran Lebowitz-ocracy where she gets a vote, and the Hillary Clintons and the Kamala Harris's and the rest of the progressive commie caucus just gets to tell us what to do. You win an election, you don't get to do it. You pass a law, we ignore it, which is how we got the border problem. they've ignored the laws. How do you have a democracy if everyone doesn't enforce the actual laws that are there? We just enforce the ones we want. We expect you to enforce them, though. That's how you get a civil war. And who's going to fight the civil war for? Who's going to get out there for the frail Leibowitzes of America and die? I want to give my life. So frail Leibowitz, well, not frail Leibowitz, clearly, but frail Leibowitz can, be happy that, you know, chicks are having an easier time having abortions. I don't know who those guys are. And I, you know, if I was there, I would ask her, who's going to fight the civil war for you? Who do you think is going to go out and die for your cause? I will die for mine. I will kill for mine. What will you do? And then she'll come back and say something. You don't have F-15s. You don't have F-16s. At which point I will go, how many combat aircraft do you think the United States has? Now I know the number. You want to know what the number is? Number's about 2950. Let's round it up to 3,000 because it's easier to divide. Why are we dividing? Well, with 3,000 combat aircraft for the entire United States, that's Army, that's Air Force, Navy, Marines, right? That's a lot. A little over 100 of them are bombers. The rest are fighters. Okay. And, you know, not all the fighters, you know, like the F-22s can't deliver ordnance. I don't believe. I don't think they're bombers. F-35s are, F-15s can. Yeah, but let's just say 3,000 combat aircraft. What do you think Fran Leibowitz knows what the OR rate is? You know what an OR rate is? It's an operational readiness rate.
How many of them are ready?
How many are ready at any time? You report your OR.
About half, maybe?
Ooh, you're smart. I guess that's why I married you, not because you're pretty, because you're smart. Not dumb, like everyone says. I'm smart. I'm a Democrat. Thank you, Fredo.
All right.
I always had fantasies about John Cazale. You know, every movie he was in won Best Picture.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Or was nominated for Best Picture. I don't think The Conversation won Best Picture. But I think every movie he was in won Best Picture. He was only in 5. Or... Nearly got best.
Okay. Oh, he was good.
It is very good. And they died of cancer, yeah. Involved with Meryl Streep, who's also a damn commie. I mean, maybe that's why he died. It's like, I can't take this fucking bitch. Okay. She's gotta stop nagging.
She's
gotta stop nagging me about...
To the ready...
About, you know, Kamala and her vibe. And her joy.
To
operational readiness. Okay, let's give him more. Let's give him, 60%. And that's pretty high, because you've got to include F-35s, F-22s, super sophisticated, much lower readiness rate, higher readiness rate, probably one more simple aircraft. And they're not even simple. An F-16's not simple, F-18's not simple, F-15's not simple. We're talking probably 1,800 aircraft, right? 1,800 aircraft. How many states we got? We got 50. That's, what is that? About, what's that about? I ain't so good at division. That's about 36 aircraft per state. That's 36 planes per state. How are you going to dominate a state with 36 aircraft? Well, first of all, you're not. You're only going to dominate it with people with rifles on the ground. How many guys? What percentage? First of all, how many combat soldiers do you think there are? Combat soldiers, not combat support, not combat service support. Though some combat support do fight. MPs fight, right? There's probably about 400,000 or 500,000. Not a lot. Okay. How many are available at any one time? What's the OR, human OR rate?
40%.
No, it's probably higher.
Oh, really? I thought it was.
It's probably about 80.
Oh, it's 80?
Yeah, probably about 80%. If you're surging, it's like 80, 90% at A1. But wait, there's a problem. Most of these guys are from bumfuck Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. They're from the country. General Fran Leibowitz, okay, soldiers, go out and kill all these people from the country for not obeying me. At which point they go, you want me to go kill my family and friends? Yes, for me and my bizarre progressive notions about how dudes can become women. So you have a little desertion problem.
Yeah.
You have a big desertion problem. And it's among the most useful of people, like sergeants and troops. Now, you will have a higher number of officers, many of whom are garbage, sticking around and supporting the regime. I mean, there are a lot of Vindmans. Actually, there's a lot of Vindman. It's funny because he's a giant blob of shit. And so the question is, who are you going to fight and how are you going to do it? Now, of course, well, yeah, we'll just drop bombs on you, whatever, you know, drones and stuff. Okay. Brings me to my eternal question to Fran Lebowitz and everyone stupid. What is the most vulnerable part of a combat aircraft?
What is it?
It's the freaking wife and kids of the pilot. You drop bombs on me means you're dropping bombs on my family. That means there are no frickin' rules. You know, there's the, you know, don't be the pilot who goes on a bombing run over me and mine. Because you may land and find, have, you know, the chaplain there going, there's a picture of, there's some disturbing footage on YouTube of what they did to your family. Hey, civil wars are the least that is ugly. Well, honey. Here's my choice. My wife and kids getting killed, or me making it clear to them, and when I say me, I mean our side, the other side, making it clear to the other side that what the consequences of doing that are. And it is ugly. Now, of course, the pilots themselves, you know, They would probably be sequestered on the Air Force base. They're hard to find. If you did find them, well, you know what happened to them. Now, of course, we're remember those 500 combat soldiers?
Yeah.
Now they're guarding bases. They're not patrolling. They're not doing offensive operations. They are purely defensive. I think you've got a weird phenomenon too. With modern Americans, because the guys with military experience, useful military experience, especially places like Iraq and stuff. Iraq was 20 years ago. These guys are hitting 40, right?
Yeah.
These guys, I'm still within the band. These guys kind of look and sound like me. They're like my age.
Yeah.
And while I do need to get in shape, I still lift weights 3 days a week. I can still move, and I can still shoot, and I still know how to lead.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of guys like me. So you have an interesting phenomenon of Fran Lebowitz's army generally being younger guys and then the insurgents being older guys. Now, there was a very interesting experience. I believe the 75th Division in World War II. They had like 100 divisions, so they could experiment. So they did an experiment. Now, most of the divisions, most of the troops were between 18, though usually older, like 20, and like 28, right? 18 to 28-year-olds. And the 28-year-old guys were the old men, all right? That was pretty typical for a World War II division. So somebody got the bright idea of an old man's division. Because they were still drafting guys in their 30s, and there were guys in their 40s who wanted to fight. So they said, we're putting guys like 30 to 45 in this test division, which actually went to war. And what do you think happened?
They did better.
Holy shit, did they do better. Physically, they were okay.
Yeah.
But they were smart because they'd lived.
Yeah.
And they'd experienced things, and they were tough, and they would come up with unique solutions to problems. And they would do things because of their experience. And this unit would, like, suddenly, you know, they decide, well, you got to go attack that hill. And then they get together, and they go, hey, You know, anybody here like a tailor? And there'd be like 10 tailors. And they'd like create like fake uniforms. And like this is an example, just kind of thing. But it's like create fake uniforms and trick their way up to the top of the hill. It was that kind of thing. You know, I'm a hydraulic engineer in real life. Hey, maybe I'll just redirect this creek into the enemy's area. That kind of shit. That's kind of what an American tyranny insurgent force. They say, well, you want to fight the army? No, no, no. The army is sworn to defend the Constitution. Fran has ended the Constitution. Remember, that's key. So the freedom fighters actually would probably have more experience. They'd certainly have a looser chain of command. Because, you know, a lot of these guys, what are you going to try and go, okay, guys, all right, you 50 guys, you're now of my brigade, and I'm going to organize you my way. Yeah, I don't think that they'd look at me and go, well, you may have been a colonel in the real army, but you're just another fucking guy now, until we decide you're not. Do you know how Abraham Lincoln became an officer in the Black Hawk War? He got elected. His guys elected him officer. And I think that would be kind of how it would be. And I may be writing another book talking about the American Civil War, the new one, and how that went. And, that would be one of the things. But, I think you'd see a very decentralized, very imaginative and innovative force against a very hidebound, not particularly competent, shell of what had been the U.S. Army and now is a tyrannical force. Because they are used to anything but innovation. They're used to centralization. It used to drive me crazy. Because remember, it's a lot if your primary goal is to not have a problem so that you get promoted, you want a very centralized force so you can make sure nobody fucks up. Right?
Yeah.
So you put out orders like, okay, on this training event, no one will be allowed to drink. Everyone will have mandatory sunscreen, you know, that kind of shit. Just like, what are you doing? If your goal is to win, you're generally going to leave your guys alone to the extent you can. You want to have some centralized command. But you're generally going to leave your guys alone to find the best way to do that. And, I think the modern army would find it very difficult to deal with these guys. And remember, the insurgent guys would be guys who are frustrated. They're probably, well, even when they were in the military, were probably frustrated. Because by definition, they're not go-along, get-along guys. They're the guys you're like, all right, I'm taking you guys out to the field because every time we go into garrison, you're fucking fighting at the club. Or somebody's running naked by the flagpole. You're just causing me problems, okay? So we're going to go to the field, and I'm going to train the shit out of you until you're fucking exhausted. Because, yo, you can't be trusted on post. In which place they go, who are you, the greatest colonel ever? And they love you for that. So, anyway, that's kind of my take on Fran Lebowitz. I just find it insane. That someone who's effectively powerless is advocating for eliminating the guardrails that allow her the freedom to be the communist weirdo she is. And I would strongly suggest not eliminating to the point where normal people have to go and take their power back, because we're not going to make the same mistake again. Don't think it's like, oh, okay, well, we're back to freedom. I'm going to go, dress like a dude. Maybe we're not going to be open to that anymore. Maybe that whole live and let live thing that we were promised, but it was instead they get to live, we get to be told what to do. Maybe we're not going to go for that deal again. Maybe it's like, no, 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 we're not doing the trans thing. You're not doing the trans thing or the, or whatever weird thing that you want to do. Maybe you're going to live like us. Okay. Maybe you're going to live our way, under our control. Because the last time, you know, again, it's like with the, well, you can, No, there's something. But the last time we tried live and let live, it was you live the way you want and then boss us around.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm sending a guy with a penis in your daughter's locker room. You can't do anything about it. Yeah. Okay. That's not live and let live. That's I live and fuck you. And I, you know, I have a problem when somebody gets in my face. Yeah. I find it troubling. I'm not good when somebody tries to tell me what to do, am I? No. And I don't think that's, I don't think that's unusual. I think most normal Americans are like, who the F do you think you are to be telling me anything? You know, polite suggestions, one thing. You will do this. Well, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But if you want to bet, I'd put my money on won't. Because I'm probably just going to tell you to screw off just for the sheer hell of it. So, anyway, that's my unredacted for this week. What do you think? Okay. Was it interesting?
Yeah.
God, did you learn something about, fighters and stuff? OR rates? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just find it really crazy that the people least able to defend themselves are the most eager to eliminate the things that defend them. Yeah. Yeah. Look, the only thing that prevents Fran Lebowitz and every other commie, pinko, weirdo, you know, liberal, cosmopolitan, urban, creep is the fact that we have rules and all the guys with guns have chosen to obey them.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. You know? In all the other countries that they don't live in, those rules don't exist. Hell, they don't exist in Europe. And it's going to get worse when Europe becomes a full jihadist theocracy, which is coming. But I just think it's transcendentally stupid to, for short-term gain, get rid of the very thing that keeps you, free. Maybe you don't get everything you want, but then again, are you truly free if you get everything you want? No, you are a dictator. And that's not a free country. A free country, you never get is that it?
Yep.
In a free country, you never get everything you want. So anyway, that's my story. That is my unredacted.
Sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it. Go get the attack before it happens. I gotta say, it's a scary time out there. We just found out we have what? 13,000 murderers allowed in the United States? 13,000 murderers allowed in the United States. By our alleged administration. Unbelievable. You just look at that and you're just like, what the foo were they thinking? And what they're thinking is, we hate Americans and we're going to screw with them. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter, and every single day that is a Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, go get my Town Hall columns. Check those out. I will talk to you soon on my next Redacted.